SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. This day, we'll find both of the leading presidential candidates making a border run. Former President Trump visits the embattled community of Eagle Pass, Texas, overwhelmed by a tsunami of illegal immigrants and deadly drugs in the past few years. President Biden will stop in Brownsville, Texas, where the border situation has been much less severe. Former President Trump's claim of presidential immunity in the election interference case will be taken up by the U.S. Supreme Court. The high court will decide whether Mr. Trump can be criminally prosecuted.
The decision by the justices calls into question whether his case could go to trial before the November election. While the court set a course for a quick resolution, it maintained a hold on preparations for a trial focused on Trump's efforts to overturn his election loss. The court will hear arguments in late April, with a decision likely no later than the end of June. That timetable is much faster than usual, but assuming the justices deny Trump's immunity bid, it's not clear whether a trial can be scheduled and concluded before the November election. Early voting in some states will begin in September. Keith Peters reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, more than 1 million acres have been charred by the enormous wildfires scorching the Texas Panhandle and beyond. Lives disrupted, homes, businesses destroyed, at least one death.
It's still emotional. This is our life. I mean, we've been here for 50 years, and it's pretty tough.
Panhandle resident Richard Murray saying he lost his beloved pets and his home to the flames. Just in, a key readout on inflation. The PCE index, closely watched by the Fed, shows that inflation remains very much with us, prices rising another 0.3% last month. And on Wall Street, the Dow futures down 135 points. This is SRN News. Southern California pastor Jack Hibbs recently released his newest book titled Living in the Days of Deception, born out of his church's experiences during the COVID-19 pandemic. Although it was only published on February 6th, the book has already sold over 100,000 copies, outlining Pastor Hibbs' message that Christians need to be on guard against being deceived by people intent on avoiding biblical truths.
Notice how truth is being sacrificed on every altar you can imagine. Gender, well, let's kill the truth. Even church, let's kill the truth for the sake of unity. No, wait. Truth is premier. And so if we know the word of God, the Bible has announced to us it is our guiding light. We will not be deceived if we have that truth. And in a campaign season, it's my campaign to get as many people plugged into the Bible as they possibly can so they're not deceived.
Pastor Jack Hibbs' latest book is titled Living in the Days of Deception, newly published by Harvest House. This is SRN News. Louisiana lawmakers approve a bill allowing those 18 and older to carry a concealed handgun without a permit.
According to the U.S. Concealed Carry Association, once signed into law, that means that Louisiana will become the 28th state that allows people to carry a concealed weapon without a permit. However, it would only be one of a handful of states where the law would apply to those as young as 18. It will allow guns to be carried under clothing without requiring a permit, fingerprints, or completion of a firearms training course. Restrictions from carrying in certain areas, including schools, churches, police stations, courthouses, and the Capitol, will still apply. The law is slated to go into effect on the 4th of July. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Congressional bargainers say they've hammered out a deal aimed at averting a partial government shutdown this coming weekend, but congressional approval required for it to become a done deal. More details, SRNnews.com.